so many tapes that we could use to start the show with. Of course, there's the instructional teachings of Tim Hardaway of the Miami Heat from the book of Spiwak. Then maybe you saw the tape of the guy, the high school coach on ESPN. Did you catch this guy?
I got an anonymous letter from a parent. Said, you know, we just kind of bummed out this year that the boys only get 2 weeks off before they start their summer conditioning program. You know, normally they get three. Well, we gave them a week at the start of the semester rather than the end. But here's my point, okay? It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't intramurals! You got 2 weeks after finals, you got a week of July 4th, and you got a week before camp starts. That's a month! That's probably more vacation than you guys get! And we're a little bummed out that we don't get 3 weeks? Go play intramurals, brother.
Wow. He's tough. I can't wait till camp opens.
The only thing that would make that tape better if he was talking like to fifth graders.
Right.
Is that
a college coach or a high school coach?
That's a college coach.
Uh-huh.
Like a basic scratching, though. I think he did say, I guess it is big time. Didn't it say like Big 12 or Big 10?
He said 10? Division I football.
Yeah, so I would think it's scratching of the big time. I saw it on Sports.
I believe
Center.
That's the American University football coach.
Coach Cleats? No, he's from the University of Colorado.
He's not from Virginia Commonwealth?
He's not from VCU, although I hear they're going to be a real player this year.
Thank you, Robbie. That's where I seen it on SportsCenter, right? The Colorado Buffaloes. Yeah, guy just going off. And everybody has heard the tapes of the basketball player.
Not enough, though.
Saying that he hates gays.
Uh-oh.
The tape, though, that you've got to hear is from this morning on the Today Show. And it comes from the doughy-eyed, empty-headed, vapid Ann Curry.
I love that word, vapid.
Who, for the very first time in her broadcasting career, does something funny.
Okay.
Really?
Now, she's going to say that somebody else is making her laugh.
Does she know it's funny? That's the first question I would have for you.
She's laughing at...
Hey, let's rock.
Let's roll another rock mic. I'm sorry, as you know. The new year means a new format. More music! And less talk on Westwood One.
It's our new format. This is in Washington, D.C., this is 106.7, The Nodule.
So they play the soundbite of the guy saying that he hates gays, uh-huh. And she, like a certain amount of people when you hear that,
all right,
finds it funny.
She fell out?
She cannot stop laughing.
Okay.
Listen to it.
The host had asked Hardaway how he would interact with a gay player.
I hate gay people, so... I let it be known. I don't like gay people. I don't like to be around gay people. I don't, I'm homophobic. I don't like it. It shouldn't be in the world for that or in the United States for it. So yeah, I don't like it.
Hardaway later apologized, calling his comments a mistake. And the newest dollar coin is going into circulation today, bearing the likeness of George Washington. It is the first dollar coin honoring former presidents. The design will change four times a year, each one honoring a different president. I am so sorry that I'm losing it over that one. I am so sorry, but it just went so, crazy so far across the line.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen.
I know. Well, you were laughing, and that was the problem.
Listen to that. It's like, oh, my God. Ann Curry.
It's definitely not that network PC that you normally
The know. Lifeless corpse of Ann Curry is laughing at the fact that...
With no explanation.
Right. Well, she's laughing, I guess, because...
Was she saying Matt Lauer was laughing?
No, she said Roker was cracking.
Oh, it was
her
Roker
up.
Who was making her laugh. All right.
And meanwhile,
noted homophobe Al Roker.
In the chatter, in between all of them there, right. She's saying, I'm sorry, yes. I lost it.
Right.
That's a ridiculous story. And Matt Lauer is screaming, well, lots of ridiculous statements are being made out there. And Al Roker is saying, oh, you are laughing. And then she says, Al, you made me laugh.
That is what we call around here
being thrown under the bus.
Yeah, I'm the only one who was laughing. Yes, of course.
I apologize, America, but it was just so funny.
How do you pal Tim Hardaway?
Now, again, she says, I apologize, America. It was so funny.
Right.
It's so funny. Think about this.
Yeah. Right.
Right, Ann. It's so funny that a basketball player comes out and says he hates gays.
Hilarious.
No explanation there.
I actually thought in the beginning he was kidding.
So maybe it was
because
a joke.
That was not a joke. He has since apologized. Would you want one of those coins?
Can I tell you the problem is they need to make a...
Who's trying to do the save? Meredith?
Yes. And just listen to that. Everybody, the nervous, like, oh, my God, we're on something that may be somewhat controversial. Oh, my God, got to change this up. Everybody talk at once right now.
Well, as I said before, that is the land of PC because, right. You know, they are so careful on those morning news shows.
And they got to think with Ann Currier, they're safe because she's the Ron Burgundy of the Today Show.
They're on or something. I didn't even know you were changing gears.
I wanted to get off that.
They need to make them bigger or smaller. I mean, Rope was saying, you know, it's always the problem is you can't tell whether it's
right, talking about the gold coins now.
Susan B. Anthony didn't do well.
No,
didn't do well.
They are off that subject, aren't they?
The only way it will do well, they've said, is if you get rid of the paper dollar.
Right.
It's the only way it ever succeeds.
Meanwhile, Al's here with tire tracks.
Here's Al, who hates gays.
I thought they were up his butt, actually.
I'm still driving that bus, too. Like.
Wow, this is a Hall of Fame broadcast. Talk about the time capsule. Okay.
You know what? I'll tell you this. They're up early. They're tired.
Yep.
They're there every day. They're cynical broadcasters like we're all cynical broadcasters.
Another thing that Meredith's mentioning is when Al says he has tire tracks up his back, and Meredith says, I thought they were up your butt.
Yeah.
She did. Meredith said that. Meredith, while she tries to defuse at the beginning, she decides to join.
She is naughty, and I like her a lot. Yeah.
And since when did you become such friends with Tim Hardaway? I didn't even think you followed basketball.
Oh, I don't.
Boo. First of all, I wouldn't want him on my team. And second of all, you know, if he was on my team, I would, you know, really distance myself from him because I don't think that's right. And, you know, I don't think that – you know, he should be in a locker room while we're in a locker room. And it's just a whole lot of other things. So I wouldn't even be a part of that. But, you know, it's stuff like that going on. And there's a lot of other people out here that's still in the closet and don't want to come out the closet. But, you know, I just leave that alone.
Yeah, I'm totally gay for you.
You know that what you're saying there, though, Timmy, is flatly homophobic, right? It's just it's bigotry.
Well, you know, I hate gay people. So.
That's right.
Wow. There you go.
I mean to lie.
You know,
he might have gotten a free pass right up into that moment. But the announcer gives him a little bit of a chance, and he comes out, I hate gay people.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
We'll get back to that in a moment.
Ann Currier.
A tip of the Dynamike cap to the retards behind the scenes here. We actually were ahead of the curve on two stories that you'll hear about today in the news.
Really?
First, that chick in the army that posed for Playboy.
Yes, yes.
She had her rank taken away from her.
She's out of there.
And remember a while ago we had that old dude that was trying out for the Daytona 500?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sometime during today's show, we'll find out if he makes it or not, because today's the day that he actually gets on the track.
And with all the guys getting suspended, you know, maybe that'll limit the field a little bit.
Yeah.
Although I was very happy to hear that Michael Waltrip is indeed going to race, even though they found that substance in his car.
Mike, may I tell you something on behalf of all the NASCAR fans that I know?
Yes.
Who have supported NASCAR long before it became high-definition television?
High-definition.
I'm glad that Michael Waltrip was caught cheating because he's driving a Jap car.
That's right. He is one of those drivers. I'm driving a Toyota Camry.
What was that date, Rob? What's that date that we got mad at Japan?
Well, always, but December 7th, 1941, it come to a head.
That's right. That's when they'd. That's when them planes came in and tackled the Diamond Harbor.
I like to fall out. Someone said they're putting jet fuel in Michael Waltrip's car, and I said, God damn Chinaman!
It bad enough that, you know, they got that Japanese car, but now they got to put that jet fuel in there. And what with all them other guys, you know, putting holes where they ain't supposed to be holes for better aerodynamics.
And for all of you NASCAR fans out there like that, why is it such a problem that Toyota is entering the NASCAR field? It's not like
Japanese.
Yeah, I understand, yeah. Buzz. I mean, but hey, NASCAR, I understand.
Exactly.
But it's not like Japanese automobiles have not already taken over the world.
The rest of the world. Yeah.
Hey.
Yes, they have.
Hey. All right, okay,
admit it, Rob.
There's the reason right there, I guess. Okay.
Look for the. I'm excited for the NASCAR Hyundais that are going to be coming soon.
So the guy, the old guy that we had on the show,
Hilton, is that what his name is?
He's getting all kinds of national press today because he's got a sponsor, he's got a car,
he's got a chance,
and he's going to go like 180 miles an hour today.
He's going to try to qualify for the Daytona 500, and we wish him the best. 72, is that how old he is?
I guess
72 years young.
About that.
So we'll follow up on both of those people that we had on the show. A couple of things from my life. Last night, one great and one I know will bring my great joy that is really not so great, I don't think. I went home last night, and remember I told you that Janet did that thing that she gave me a genie bottle?
Right. Yes.
With a thing that said three wishes inside?
Three wishes. Did you?
And yesterday I was kidding, and I said I wish that one of the wishes was that, you know, when I was watching TV, she would stop talking.
Uh-huh. Did you have a legitimate wish last night?
Yes, sir.
Apparently so.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Fulfilled.
Okay.
Wish fulfilled.
Are you going to share your wish, or is it a private wish?
No, I'm not going to fulfill it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going. She fulfilled it.
You're not
I'm
going
not
to fulfill
going to,
it? I don't understand. I am what are you
not,
talking
I'm
about?
Not going to say it, but she fulfilled
you're
it.
You're not going to say what?
That good.
It's sex, Mike.
Oh, you had sex?
Daddy likes sex last night.
So that was one of your wishes?
That was a wish.
Okay.
Said, you know what? I said, sweetie, were you serious about this? She said, you bet. I said, chop, chop.
And you did it like the
let's make this happen.
Who's the guy on I Dream of Jeannie? What's the name?
Larry Hagman.
Like Larry Hagman on I Dream of Jeannie.
Naked day, hat day, silent day.
That
all
makes two of us.
All the different days
full
of Hagman.
I wasn't full last night.
Good for you. Congratulations.
See, he hates it when I say it.
You can come in anytime. I don't hardly ever talk about getting laid anymore.
Yeah. Look at that reaction.
One day I get
laid. That's the only reason I said it.
The one day I get laid and I want to say something about it.
That's the only reason I said it. Well, I sort of mentioned it yesterday that I was too full for sex, and so
I understand.
I wasn't full last night.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I didn't do that for any other reason than your reaction.
You know, I didn't jump in your story with Carla making you the nice dinner and you being too full to have sex. All I'm saying is it's very nice. I got home last night, had a nice dinner, a nice Valentine's dinner, watched American Idol, and then said, hey, this is what Daddy would like. And boom, it happened. Just like that. No fuss, no muss.
Sounds special.
It was perfect. It was almost as good as calling for an escort.
I'm very sorry that I interrupted your sex story.
Don't worry, Mike.
I was hoping for more detail.
I know that you will want more detail about my other story.
Yes.
Because when I tell you about sex, you get grossed out.
You're damn right I do.
When I tell you about something medical that happened to me.
Yes.
You will not be grossed out.
You alluded to this before the show, and you said you were going to talk about it on the air, and I've been
I worry about
wondering what
about
it is.
Because every goddamn nervous Nelly in the world is going to call in.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what happened.
Well, you know what happens when anybody talks about anything medical. We get all the doomsayers that call in.
Okay, so it's today, about 11 o'clock this morning.
Right.
We are just finishing up. Not that. That was last night. She's finishing up her coffee, and I've got a bottle of water, and we're just watching the news, reading the newspaper, and I had one of those big 2-liter bottles of Evian, and there was a big swig left, and I stood up, and I said, I'm just going to knock this baby out, and I'll be right back, and I started to drink the Evian. Now, as it started to go down the windpipe, I realized I was taking too much fluid in, and I had so much fluid, it was backing up inside my nose, and it was in my throat, and I spazzed out, and I could not spit it out, and as I leaned towards the door to try to open the door to spit it out, I actually pass it out, and boom, but I mean, only like for... I don't know, 5 seconds. See, I know you'd like it. I knew you'd like it. And
you cut off your air supply due to too much fluid in your head.
I don't know what happened.
Yes.
I don't know what happened. She said.
You kind of choked.
Absolutely. She said my face turned beet red, and she said, I knew that you were really sick because, like, you were falling into the TV, and I and I know that you would never do anything.
Never hurt the TV.
Never do anything to bother your electronics.
It's almost like you were in a contest in Sacramento.
So let me just illustrate it for you.
I don't think you had that much water, Rob.
Okay, let me illustrate it for you visually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
Why do you think that I like it when you like have near-death experiences? Just because of that.
What about when I drowned, when I seriously thought I was going to drown?
Because that was different. Because you came back and you had recovered. I don't find joy potentially. When you describe things, you describe them in a humorous way. And when I get the visual the way you describe it of you reaching for the door and losing consciousness, I have a momentary chuckle. It's momentarily a little funny.
Especially since no harm was done.
Yeah, I mean, you're here. You're fine.
Yeah.
And you're right. I understand what you're saying about the doomsayers out there that are going to call. Oh, you know what that means. No, you choked.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah, but, man, it was creepy.
Hello.
Hey, hi, sweetie.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm talking about my little medical episode. How would I'm trying to describe that all I was drinking was that thing of water.
Yeah.
And then I stood up, and I'm going to finish up this water. And then you know what happened. You were watching me. I wasn't watching me. What happened then?
Well, you stood up and you were trying to get to the door, and all of a sudden all this water started spitting out of your mouth. You were spewing water and it was going everywhere, and your face got really red, and you stumbled. It's almost like you were doing like the...
Hold on, sweetie.
Your knees buckled, and it really looked like Elvis in Forrest Gump.
Oh, man.
How you were just, and you literally, kind of like your hips went one way, your
now,
knees
Janet,
buckled.
Now, Janet, you confused me there for a second, because you said Elvis and Forrest Gump.
No. When Forrest Gump did the Elvis thing where he's dancing like a retard.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, darling.
Seriously, his knees went one way, his hips went the other way, and he literally just buckled. And the thing that really made me realize it was serious is he fell into his...
I said that.
Very nice.
I said that. Into the TV. Into the nice flat screen.
How long was he out?
I don't know, maybe 10 minutes. No, he wasn't.
Ten minutes.
Go get breakfast. No, he was. I mean, literally, by the time he fell back and he fell back into all of his TV stuff, and then as soon as he hit the floor, I jumped up and kind of grabbed him, and then he came back.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
I didn't have to pound on his chest or anything.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's good.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Was this a choking thing, in your opinion? Kind of a
that's what
a
I
choking
think. But
fit?
Here's what I couldn't figure out.
Because you've kind of had those in here before.
Yeah, but it's just
you know
water.
You sometimes get something that goes down your windpipe wrong.
You
know that, right? When you have
but
one of those,
but never like that.
Yeah, that.
Where,
really,
I mean,
obviously,
was,
you've never passed out in
where
here.
Where the water would not come out of my throat, and I told
you know what I think it was.
What?
Panic attack.
I told Janet later, I felt the water in my nose, and then I didn't remember anything.
It's amazing that you would cut off that much air.
You were drowning.
That you would, you know, that, I mean,
I know.
Something obviously went down the wrong way.
And all I can say is thank God the TV is okay. Even
you didn't
in,
headbutt the TV and break the screen
no,
or
no,
anything?
No, what was great was, because it's an LCD screen, and my God, you cannot touch those screens.
No.
What is great is even in this falling out state, that I managed to just fall on the receiver and on the TiVo box.
Jeez.
So, what I'm telling you is that it was, while it was probably just something goofy, on the other hand, you know, I mean, I literally, here's what I did. I got up and, stumbled. This is hard to explain. I walked from here, to the door. I couldn't make it to the door. And as I started to walk back, I just kind of fell into the wall in front of me.
Out of
so you were, just fleeing, right? I mean,
yes.
in your panic of not being able to get air, you were just struggling to get out.
I picture myself like Frankenstein or Herman Munster walking around. Really. It was so embarrassing.
Any bruises from the fall?
No, Rob. No bruises. Except my butt was bleeding when I woke up.
No serious bruising.
Yeah, the cranberry juice.
It was choking, right? I mean, you don't think it was anything worse than that?
No, I don't.
But it was obviously serious. Were you just chugging too much? Is that what it was? Chugging too much water?
I guess so.
It was more than a cup of water, because he showed me how much was in there. It was
a lot,
quite a bit.
Did he start with a choke, Janet?
He literally, I mean, it was quiet, and then I just saw him jump up, and he was just water was just coming out of his mouth, and he was stumbling because he couldn't get the door open because he was trying to spit it outside. He didn't want to mess up his new rug.
It's a pretty picture because I was trying
to... Was it just water? Was there anything else that came up?
Just water.
Okay. No.
And I was trying to spit it up, and nothing would come out, and I could feel it like... drooling on my chin and stuff.
And then you were immediately back after that. No distress after that?
No. Except I have not been able to control my bowels. It's been like 2 hours now, and I've been in an adult diaper. I take it back. It's 4 hours now.
Your color looks good.
All right, sweetie. There you go.
Thank you for saving him.
Made it in okay.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
All right. Talk to you later.
I'll do it anytime.
All right. Bye, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
She doesn't sound particularly freaked out by it.
No, she was when it happened.
Sure. Well, I'm sure it would be scary. I get freaked out when you choke in here.
And she said what everybody loves to hear. As I was sitting on the floor and I got up and I said, whew, boy, I'm okay. That went down the wrong pipe. She said, oh, I thought you were having a heart attack.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Isn't that great when you hear that one?
Thank you.
Thought you were a goner.
Thank you, darling.
Jeez Louise.
Thank you, darling.
Boy, oh boy. Well, it sounds like you just, had something in the most severe way possible, something that went down the wrong way.
Uh-huh. I guess so. I only brought it up because I thought it would bring you joy.
Well, did you think it did? Are you surprised that it didn't bring me as much joy as you would think?
I think you're lowballing it a little bit.
It didn't bring me as much joy as when I interrupted you and said that I had sex. Because that was a silent reaction on your part where you know, I don't try to come in here, obviously, on a day-to-day basis and tick you off. But sometimes I know I do, and sometimes that just in some small way amuses me because you get a look on your face. And, you know, normally I wouldn't say that type of thing. But as far as you passing out, I've been in here when you've had the chokes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you have them normally. You don't have them on the air. You have them but you have had them on the air, and you have them normally during the break, and it always involves you drinking a beverage.
Drinking.
Did
a
you
lot.
Know that? I mean, it's always.
Oh, I know.
You're drinking something, and you just it's like it reminds me of my Uncle Bill Sheehan, and I have done this for you before when he would be sitting every single holiday.
See, this does bring you joy.
He would be sitting at the Christmas or Thanksgiving table, uh-huh. And inevitably we would be serving a beef product, a roast, a steak, some sort of beef, and he would, before the end of the meal...
Oh, is this lovely about how he would choke or something?
He would choke, and it freaks people out.
Sure.
Because you want to attend to the person, and what he would do is he would always wave his arms the same way, and he'd be going... And we're going, Bill, are you all right, Bill?
He's waving his arms like, leave me alone,
yeah,
right?
Well, it was usually, you know how you mentioned early times the other day? And when I was talking about early times when I thought it was high times.
High times.
The reason I mentioned early times, that's what my Uncle Bill would bring to Thanksgiving. He would bring a fifth of early times whiskey, and there would be, seriously, 2 inches left at the end of the Thanksgiving afternoon. There'd be like 2 inches left. He'd be crying and choking.
Is that pricey stuff?
No, it's middle of the road. It's not the Bowman's.
And also, you have to always remember Elvis, who would pass out from pills during dinner, and they'd have to pull hamburger out of his mouth.
Have you ever choked on your own spit? Have you ever choked on your own spit?
Yeah.
I don't think
so. Sure, yeah. I've
done that. And bile? Vomit?
Oh, that's the worst.
That burns.
Yeah.
When you have the... you might have a hiatal hernia.
That could be the problem. You said you thought so the other day.
I don't even know what a hiatal hernia is.
I have one. I have a small one.
Reflux.
Are you talking about acid reflux?
Yeah. It's the hole that's that goes down into your tummy, and it's it's a little opening, and it causes acid to come back. And that's one of the primary causes of acid reflux.
But you felt no burn, right? Just cool water.
Yes, just cool water, and then cool, the sensation, sensation of passing out.
Cool spring water from the Alps.
From the Alps, Evian,
and then the sensation of falling into my rack.
The sensation of falling.
You fell into your rack.
Nice rack.
I thought you fell into the TV.
No, the audio rack.
Oh, the audio rack.
The audio rack, where all the stuff.
Did it scare you?
That was
a Larry King question.
Did it scare you? Passing out, you lose consciousness, right?
I'm unscarable, Mike. You always say I have a death wish. Yeah. The only thing I wish is that could have happened when I was skydiving.
You wish you could have passed out and choked while you
when I was skydiving.
Just enough so you would not pull the ripcord and you'd have to come to and then pull it right away.
While I was skydiving.
And
getting my jerk on. That's what I want.
Larry.
Falling out of the plane.
Boy.
Chute won't open.
Ooh.
Drinking water. Pass out. Wake up. on the TV.
Autoerotic
asphyxiation.
No, autoerotic skydive asphyxiation.
Hold on, here is a NASCAR update. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Doing good. That redneck check-in, that 72-year-old guy you had on there, as of right now, with seven laps left, will be starting in the Daytona 500.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Seven laps left, though, right?
That's pretty good.
Well, they're under caution, and he's in the first spot that gets in as long as he doesn't get past. There's six laps.
Oh, that would be so cool.
He can't get past. Are you saying that? So he's got the last qualifying spot?
He's on the bubble.
There's two in each race, and he's in the first position, so there's two positions. As long as he doesn't get passed by three cars, he's in.
Hope he makes it through Sunday without choking.
Well, hey, thanks a lot, Don and Mike.
See you later. That's funny, Rob. How's your ass? How's your exploding ass doing?
No tomatoes.
We're all trying to talk Robin to getting the medical experiments done on him. So he gets free medical care.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Nothing has changed.
Hey, Joe, let me see the Don. Janet didn't have to knock his front teeth out, did she?
Hi, Joe.
You know, maybe it would have been funny if the guy had actually known he was on the air.
Hey, it's us.
Hey, dumbass.
Hello.
He's done.
Hello. Can you hear me? He's
still done.
Hey,
hello,
it's me.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Physician here. No problem. No big deal. This is called a vasovagal reflex.
Ah. A bagel reflex.
Bagel reflex.
What is a bagel?
Vasovagal, that is. VV, vasovagal.
That's what I said. Bagel. What is that?
It's basically the same thing that causes you to get so lightheaded sometimes when you're bearing down. It's pressures in certain areas of your vascular system that makes your heart slow down. And, Buzz, I'm disappointed in
I'm
your medical...
I'm the fisher dude.
I'm disappointed in your medical acumen, Buzz.
Oh, really? What I do?
A hiatal hernia is nowhere near the same thing as acid reflux.
Yeah, wait a minute. A doctor just told me that the hiatal hernia is one of the reasons that I get acid reflux.
Well, it's not the same thing, though. I mean, it could be a reason, but it's not the same thing.
No, you're right. I misspoke there, but they can be connected.
You know what?
You're right, Buzz. I apologize.
Well, what else can a hiatal hernia do to you?
Make you bear down.
Hello?
He hung up, Mike. I'm sorry.
He's never passed out there, have you?
He hung up.
Yeah.
We got to hit a break.
He was right in the middle of a sentence.
Well, he did. He did. We have to break because... Now, we screwed this guy's name up when we had him on the show before, the host of The Amazing Race. He's going to give us like 5 minutes of his valuable CBS time. His name is Phil Kogan, and we have called him Phil Keegan.
We've also called him Phil Kagan.
Phil Kagan.
But it's Kogan.
The name is Kogan, Mike.
And he's the host of The Amazing Race.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's on Sunday night.
I wonder if he's got a hiatal hernia.
I know why we're having him on. I know, because not only are Rob and Amba going to be on, remember that midget from Baltimore that we like so bad?
Right. Oh, what was her name?
The midget is back on the show.
Darla?
Myrna.
Darla and Darna?
Something with an
Charla.
Charla.
Charla. Oh, Charla and Myrna.
Now, see, that's an Amazing Race all-star. I like that. Rob and Amber, why?
Well, because they do every show.
I know. That's the thing. But I mean, these
Robin
two were...
Robin Amber.
Amber decided that we were going to climb the tower.
Amber.
For the 11th season, may I trot out my joke?
What joke?
I always thought The Amazing Race was about white people.
All right. We're going to talk to the guy, Phil... Phil Kogan.
Fabulous. You played that note so well.
Phil Kogan.
Your one note.
Tim Hardaway on the phone for you, Ron.
Your one ass note.
You know, I let it be known. I don't like gay people. I don't like to be around gay people. I don't, you know, I'm homophobic. I don't like it. It shouldn't be in the world for that or in the United States for it. So, yeah, I don't like it.
Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak. So it's Kogan like Hogan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Good stuff.
Okay. We got to hit this and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.